Dutova. For me, I thought it was an uninspiring STP Stone Temple Pilots sound alike, and that is very specifically not my jam. I do understand that it was well performed and well produced, good polish, good. If you want Stone Temple Pilots, this is totally up your alley, but it just wasn't mine, and it's kind of unfair for me to even say so.
I feel lucky that I missed Stone Temple Pilots in the grunge era. So, I missed that. So for me, it just sounded like a heavy, watery rock sludge, like with a blood, sweat, and tears kind of vocal vibe, maybe kind of on barbiturates in a desert is the vibe I had. I think it kind of sounded like a little bit like Caius or like one of those sort of desert rock bands. Anyway, yeah, I liked it. I don't think I'm going to vote for it because it just feels like a little not quite up to that level, but I enjoyed it and would listen to it again.
Definitely, it hits me at home because, I mean, Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost definitely in its roots is a grunge rock band. So Dutova definitely is trying to do the grunge thing. It doesn't hit with the punch that, let's say, a seminal grunge band like Stone Temple Pilots, which that's even calling them a seminal grunge band is giving them a little more favor than they might deserve. But it hits more like the post-grunge that you would get a little later in the 90s that wasn't as great. You know, this is like, maybe it's Candlebox level, maybe a little lower, you know, bring it down another step or two. Oh. It's fine for what it is, but it's not as good as it could have been. But you know what? I'm not going to say no to a grunge song.